Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be back with you. And during our pre-record, we've received a lot of questions, so we are hoping that we are going to be addressing exactly the kind of things that you want to hear about. So, to begin, we have got a question here from Michelle. She was asking about the bloody nose. She had a bloody nose last night. What could this possibly indicate? Michelle Kemp, our beautiful sister, very pretty sister from the Unicorn Pod, and I wanted to answer that because I have a little daughter that has nosebleeds. And what that indicates is that the vehicle, now there's, for the average man in the street, Michelle, there's a different meaning, okay? And that means that that man wants to give love, but it's not being received. So for the average person in the street, it has to do, blood always has to do with love. And nose is that which expresses. And either the love is pouring out from that person and it's not love that allows others to grow. For instance, there's a point where you have to have some tough love, which is also the highest form of compassion. It could indicate that. The other thing that it could indicate is I love and everybody in my environment is just totally closed to it. So, but that is for the average person in the street. The major light workers, who are the folks that I tend to draw to my words, because of a promise that the infinite made me when I started this work, and also because not everybody can handle the level of information that comes through. But for the major light workers, and in your own case, as an immortal master, Michelle, the bloody nose indicates that the spirit is rising, if you will. Now, I'm using words that don't make a lot of sense in reality, but it's so we can understand. It's when life is evolving and the vehicle of the body isn't up to it. I have an absolute little barometer of 10 years old little cutie that lives in my house, my beautiful little daughter that I adopted, and her nose bleeds when something needs to be tweaked up in order to contain the increased light, if you will. We've had very large increases, and indeed, you know, it's possible that such a thing could happen. If you hold one second, I'm going to ask Mother. And by the way, folks, please excuse me. I still refer to the infinite as Mother, years of habit. I know that it's an androgynous being. But let's just ask Mother what it is that needs to be tweaked. Eshta nasuhye bahanach. Isahva ekye. Uhnazat eshbieska eche. Ikir natahasa e shukukine iya. Hesher. Okay, the words that are coming through are saying the following. It says, we have insufficient emotions for the huge leap in consciousness that we made when the boxes upon boxes in which we found ourselves, which we at length discussed in our last show. So for some of you that missed that, please go back to the archives. But we discussed how we finally discovered we were in screen upon screen upon screen and the actual reason why that was the case. And incidentally, last night I translated one of the cat people, the Jongala Brooks tablets that we found, and it spoke about the same thing. It spoke about the screen upon screen, and that a solution will need to be found, that there is a simple cause for it. Now, for those of you that missed it, please listen to last week or yesterday's recording. You know, depending on what we're doing here, here in the pre-record. I don't know quite how to get into it. But Mother is saying the following. She is saying that such a huge leap in consciousness took place. Of course, how will we know it? Well, you'll know it just simply because of how quickly you get answers. Don't expect things to be the old way, but you'll just effortlessly see things. And Mother is saying that the vehicle is not sufficient to carry such high consciousness, hence the nosebleed. So now I'm asking exactly what it is that needs to be changed. Eshech nasa ekiye paush inis vaska eche uch bechki kina uch yech eshes ta ekni ichach uki ana asatva eshbespe ekne esa huspa ekne a ava ushuch tusunu. Mother is saying that whereas we started with 24 pure emotions, 12 pairs of pure emotions, which currently is all that Belvaspital practitioners are working with, but when we started with those, there it was upped later on to 30. You know, it became, I think, 32, then it became 96. This is over the past sort of 2 years, maybe a year and a half, that we started to increase the number of emotions that we had. Currently, we have had 96 emotions. And even though, you know, as practitioners, we still only need to work with 12. Because as we upgrade, Mother upgrades that. You work with 12, you're going to end up working with 12 times, let me remember my math here, 8, which is 96. And so that needs to be increased. First step is 244. Later today, it will go to 300. Mishach tunus kavahiye ikitis manash kavastava. Then it will, by tomorrow morning, have 514 pure emotions. And they will function in pairs, so you will have, you know, 514 divided by 2 pairs that you will be dealing with. Ishach tu sanai ebe kia kukine ishe sabah kavai. Take time, my most precious children, to feel the new nuances of your emotions. Watch the sunsets. They will seem different to you. Watch the wind on the water or the wind blowing the leaves in the tree. Watch the pristineness of snow or sunshine on the wetness of the grass. All these things shall be experienced by you to a much deeper extent, as you have 514 delicate nuances that are your inner emotions. Peshpe bakye unashvasta. As you know, emotions cannot stand alone. Pishartunas vesepe ia uki hinach kavai. The emotions must always be coupled with mind. Therefore, surface mind, high mind, and highest mind will also have to have its vehicle, no, incorrectly translated, will as a vehicle have to be upgraded so that it can be irrevocably connected to the emotions that are now 514. This shall be done during before our time tomorrow, less than 24 hours. Mother does not use those words because she has no time, but it will be done before this time again. So there will be times nishtach ba'use isata uneshva adye abakuhi nishtach das inisvatai that your memory will temporarily be non-functional. What's new? Mother says you won't remember what you were going to say in very short-term memory. Okay, Pia Kunush Vasai. This is the mind that will be upgraded and the loss of electromagnetic fields. Pihir ta hunuch vaasta ishartu sanai. This is what the master, Michelle's nosebleed, was indicating, that the consciousness level needs a more enhanced vehicle, which is the emotions and the minds that have to be upgraded to carry such radiance. Wow, my goodness. Okay. Let's see if there's one here from Niels. It's a little longer. Let's see, we've got Nancy in Arizona and my beloved Gary. Ah, and Christina from Toronto. I'm always happy to hear Christina Trevino, and she also has a very beautiful show on YouTube, I think. So she is asking, tonight at the pod gathering, my class gathers in Toronto at Simon, our wonderful coordinator there, there was an amazing presence and energy that myself, Barbara, and Sandra felt. It was wonderful. When I came home and I am writing this, my heart and the center of my sternum is popping almost continuously. I feel like a popcorn machine. Lo, I have experienced this several times before, though tonight it is more intense and constant. Has something occurred, ooh, this is a big one, within the cosmic heart? Or is there something that is missing that is causing the heartbeat to react this way? Well, for sure. And, okay. Let's go to another question first, so that you can understand Christina's answer when it comes. There is a question from somebody in Germany that is asking, how many layers are you really revealing to us who follow your work? Is there deeper information that comes through that we are not currently receiving? How would you grade the levels? For instance, what makes it onto your blog or your radio shows? That is a fascinating question, my brothers and sisters, because where to begin? When I speak to a new audience, I would give them level one and two. Level one, the first day where I'm trying to just make things clear, and then level two. My books are actually, like, if you take Windows into Eternity, you are dealing with level three and level four. When it is explaining about the DNA strands and how the creation is made and so on, you're into level four. It was most astonishing information. Level four is about what I give on my radio shows. Christina is pushing this now into level five. Level five is roughly what I give on my blog, the day-by-day diary. So it's the deepest information that is currently being given out there. And on my radio shows, which are usually about a three or so, it sometimes dips into a five because the infinite is coming through and it's spontaneously flowing. But it's mostly that it dips into four, because I know that there are sometimes things that I have felt very uncomfortable even trying to explain because they're so deep, but they happen on a radio show because, you know, this is live, as the infinite says, wait, I want to speak, stop your words. So I have to say what is coming through, and it's not edited by me. Now, so level three and four you're getting in my books and on radio shows. Level five you're getting on the blog. And level five, incidentally, are also on some of the websites. The new books that are coming out electronically, electronic books and also their hard copies, like, for instance, our Way of the Toltec Nahual. That's at least a four and a five at times. The Gift of the Angels is a level five and four, and so is Thought That Fractured the Infinite. I mean, we're getting four and five as well. So the new books that are coming out are going into four and five. And they're, we are just finishing up getting ready for the printing. You should have it within a week or so. If you want to ask on the, you know, on the Arcana Forum, she'll be able to tell you exactly that the Nahual book will be a hard copy. The electronic version of The Thought That Fractured the Infinite is due out in March. And the same month, a few weeks later, you should be able to get the hard copy. It's a very profound book. Each of these three books has self-help techniques as well, things you can apply in your life. Our websites are up there as well. Now, level six and seven, I receive and I don't speak about. The only reason is the tremendous amount of energy that it takes for me to make this, these deep levels understandable. I have to figure out parables. I have to figure out analogies. How about if you had a bowl of cherries and you did this and this? And even then, it presupposes certain knowledge ahead of time. So my brothers and sisters, there is a level six and there is a level seven. This sister asks as her second part of the question, can we access the deeper levels? And my question back is, do you want to access the deeper levels? Because if you study what's out there on the websites, and if you're studying the brand new books of a four and five level as it comes out, and you follow the website, if enough of you do it, a vehicle will come forth for me to share with you level five and level six. And it is the deepest mystery that we can possibly at this point access. It's just, it's not that I'm trying to hide anything. It's just that, you know, sometimes things should not be explained because they're beyond the intellect and you need to feel them with your heart. And how to convey that will present itself if enough of you are studying level four and level five. Okay, my darlings, let's take a very quick break and we'll be right back.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016. The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
Welcome back to our second portion of our show, and we're pre-recording two shows today, back-to-back. So, folks, if you are here for the pre-record, and by the way, you hear about those things by joining us on Twitter. because Twitter, and sometimes Jan does it on the blog as well, I hope she does, she notifies people as well when there is a pre-record, because at times rather spontaneous of where do I have a gap in my life that I can do these sort of 13 hours of pre-recording. So my brothers and sisters just quickly want to notify you if you're a Belvaspital practitioner. There are some wonderful products coming out that I wanted you to know about. We've got the Cornish Belvaspital. Cornish Belvaspital was given to me in the most extraordinary way. It's about a 150-page book. I wrote two of those in 1 week, plus another 150 pages of the 350-page book, Gift of the Angels, in 1 week. I don't know how it happened. I was in a timeless bubble for 5 days. The Cornish Belvaspital is phenomenal. It is the healing method of enlightenment. And it's available to be practiced by any Belvaspital practitioner. Those of you that have not heard of Belvaspital, which is a healing gift that is spread all over the world, we've got the most wonderful miracles pouring in about that. It's a gift straight from the infinite to humanity as a healing method that works with the changing laws of existence. Because most healing methods work for a while, and then the laws in the cosmos change, nobody tells them about it, and suddenly, you know, you can just feel the power isn't there anymore. This method, because it's a gift from the infinite directly, it alters as the laws itself alter. So my brothers and sisters, Cornish Belvaspital is called the Belvaspital of Enlightenment. It has hooked into a principle that life functions on in the cosmos, where if you render great service, great gifts of consciousness have to be given back. This is why we have such phenomenal success, we don't advertise it at all, of consciousness raising in our classes. I mean, you'd have to ask one of the masters themselves. I just cannot even tell you that, because it sounds implausible. But the point is that the work they're given to do is of such import, because for that week in my class, they become the cosmic pivot points. Life must pay them back for what they do. If they can affect every single life form in existence by being that pivot point, then they go into mastery in 5 days. So my brothers and sisters, you know, I mean, we just in Curacao had something even more remarkable. So my brothers and sisters, the Cornish Belvaspital functions on that principle. And it can be used in conjunction with your regular healing modality of Belvaspital. And for those of you that are not familiar with it, we have 14 websites out there, folks, with information on that's the equivalent of a half a book each. And they're cutting edge. And we have one that is called www.almeenhealing.com. And there you can read for free about Belvaspital and self-initiation and so forth. The other book that is coming out is Belvaspital and the Complete Toltec, the Toltec Mysticism's Complete Body Healing System, how Belvaspital and that hooks together. So we have that coming out as about 150-page booklet or book as well. And then I've gone through and I've created audio products, and we've created a manual that should be very complete for practitioners to use for initiations and for their healings and so forth. But I've given the audio products with that, and they'll be up on our Belvaspital site, which is being constructed for you on pre-record. It's next week, but for those of you that are not, it's the last week in February 2009. So it should be up very soon, if not by the time you hear this. My brothers and sisters, we also are going to present you with something that will give you an indication on how to heal people where everything is wrong from head to toe, a whole systemic failure where people have long-term chronic aches and pains and sleeplessness and dry eyes and, you know, jitteriness and nerves and can't sleep and all the rest of it. Everything has fallen over. If, as a Belvas Patel practitioner, you jump into the middle of it, the symptoms may get worse because you may cause some die-off, whereas the excretionary pathways haven't been prepared. So we're going to create for you a chronic disease way to use this modality. So those are some products that are up and coming. Watch for them. Some will be available the first week or two of March, and others will be during March and April. Now, let's go back to Christina's question. Has something occurred within the cosmic heart, or is there something that is missing that is causing the heartbeat to react this way? She says her heartbeat sounded like a drum and so on, but she felt this wonderful presence. The answer is most definitely yes, but I haven't written about this on the blog. It isn't in any of the tablets because now we're going into level 6. Level 7 is so unexplainable to me that I can't even try and get to it. How to do a level 6 explanation. Please bear with me here for a second. If you listen to last week's material, my brothers and sisters, you will find out why we found ourselves in a box within a box within a box within a box. We were answering our beautiful sister Angela from Ireland, beautiful master, an extremely wonderful oracle. We were answering her question that she had posted, and I think hers was posted on the forum, which we hope you will all join, because that's where the masters from all over the world converse, and we'd love to have your presence and your questions and ideas on that as well. But she said, "Why? When are we going through the door?" Well, we just went through a door when I was in Curacao. And we keep going through a door, but then find ourselves in a bigger box. The reason was discovered that it is because the infinite presence had embodied, and the embodiment had a skin. And that created, with its epidermal layers, an interior space and an external space. If you read my brand new book, Windows into Eternity, that's just come out, you will see how the cosmos forms from a single cell of the infinite. And the point is that the layers of cell wall or the layers of skin had to keep those layers the way they were, to create the skin. Pieces of the infinite being had to be between those layers. Okay, now, forgive me if this is not comprehensible. This is why we're dealing with level 6. So let me try and explain it cosmically. Our cosmos, all formed life, was sitting in a box. The box is inside another box. What keeps the other box open? Because no space can be open unless there is a piece of the infinite within it. Portions of the infinite were actually left in the other boxes to keep them open so that when we break out of a box and we go into the next box, there's a piece that should be coming in to the infinite to make it complete. And it is not a good word for the infinite, my brothers and sisters, incredible presence, but let's just keep going. The heart of the infinite had actually been left behind in the dream for the following reason. There were some kingdoms that were left behind in the dream that needed to be resurrected. They would entirely have perished along with their memory had the infinite not left the heart of the embodiment on earth there. So, the heart that was left behind was in fact fully awakened, brought out of the dream, restored. This happened last night, Christina. And now you can see what an incredible microcosm. It's like your heart is restored. And the beautiful presence that you've felt is that when the pod gathers, the large number of angels that I worked with when I was in the Toronto pod and the week after when they gave us their secrets to write in this phenomenal book that's coming up in April, The Gift of the Angels. Those angels think they're part of your pod now. And so every time you gather, they gather. Last night, we were driving back from Lincoln City, and we were actually halfway back, and we stopped. And for 1 second, it was early evening, maybe late afternoon, and for 1 second, I saw an image of the pod at Simon's house, nice condo, Simon, haven't seen it before, but at Simon's condo, and I saw these angels sitting there like they were pod members. See, we just had this in Curacao, and yesterday I actually told the story in with what to the live listeners would be yesterday, but last week's BBS show, I told the story of how the angels broke the branch when Mother gave them more physicality, and they had weight, and they were sitting on the branch in our outdoor class attending pod. The angels now think they're part of your pod, so when that pod gathers, just, I mean, numbers and numbers, it looks to me well over 144 kinds of angels. You know, we have usually 144 of them. It looks more than that. So that wonderful feeling, the amazing presence, that's what you would have felt. So that's Christina Torino's question, and let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
A Life of Miracles is a deeply inspiring and motivational book in its content. It is unique in its field in making man's relationship as the microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. It's a detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life that provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, that of ascension. If you're ready to ascend to a higher consciousness, begin each day with A Life of Miracles or any other books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or her magazine by contacting Al Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com. In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almeen's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Elvispada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almeen's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters, and we've got here a question from Nancy from Arizona. That I really appreciate this. I really think this is a wonderful question that anybody with kids really need to address. She says, I have the question about how to coach kids with the material. My grandson is so smart and he's so interested in some of the metaphysical stuff and wants to learn and practice. As he told me, he wants to be a master. Well, he possibly already is, Nancy. But he's only 8. So is there a curriculum or process I should follow to help my grandson to become the master he wishes to be? And she's asking, where do I start with him? Meditation? Nancy, I have a very good place for you to start. I fortunately have an answer to this one because having raised multiple kids myself. So where I would start is I would get the book by Tom Brown called The Vision. I would work with him with that book for maybe 6 months, and then I would get the book Grandfather, also by Tom Brown. Then I'd work with him for the next 6 months on that. How I would do it, unless you have him with you every day, some grandparents do, I would schedule 1 day a week to live the teachings in that book. It teaches, it tells the story of Grandfather Stalking Wolf, a wonderful ascended master that befriended me in 1994, actually. But when Tom Brown was a little boy, he taught these two little boys of about eight about the aliveness of the world around them. And the teachings in there are fascinating. You take one portion of a little chapter at a time. It does involve outside activities with your grandson. For instance, learning to pick up stones, how those stones speak to you, how the stones can tell you where there's water. But you take a whole day just to work with stones, having realized how old they are, that they're the grandfathers, that they're alive, that if you befriend them, you know, there's a story in there about how they saved grandfather's life because he was such friends with the rocks. And he was in the desert just totally unable to find any water and had been without water for multiple days. And at night he just was so parched he fell down on the ground. And one of the stones started to be a little light. It gave off this little light. And he went to the stone and he dug underneath it, and just a few feet down, that's where the water was. These wonderful stories, if you can enact them with your grandson, go to a local park, have him learn how to sit by himself in a corner. You know, he doesn't need to know that you're keeping a little eye on him. He can think he's alone, and get to know the trees. Get to talk to the trees, how he can hear them like thoughts within his head, and that he needs to be very quiet inside to hear it. The aliveness of nature is the way to get unruly teenagers back into line so that life makes sense for them, and it's also the way to awaken younger children, and I would say from about 8 years up. So that's my recommendation. It is a way of teaching that will not disrupt his school life. In fact, you can bet your boots, because I had this, that there will be a row of little kids that would wish to do that with him. So eventually he may want to have friends. But it involves sometimes camping. You know, it sometimes involves hikes. Sometimes it's just a foot of ground in the backyard. When people go to Tom Brown's school, he makes them the first day, because he says how unaware people are. In the first day, he makes them study 1 foot of square foot of ground to look at the grass, to see the different layers of social life of the bugs in the grass. There's those that live in the top, there's those that live in the middle of the grass, there's those that live at the bottom, and there's those that live under the roots. And how everything interacts, to see every detail. You know, buy him a magnifying glass. But all this will come out of that book. And that has been very effective for me. I ended up with a couple of teenage boys that were not my own, that I raised till they went off to college and so forth. And they were very unhappy at home. And we used to do this. If there was a storm, I would let them experience the storm and the archetypal spirits. And life around them became alive. And that made a very huge difference. So let me just make sure. Okay, we've got this page. My pages are a little messed up here. That page is done. My brothers and sisters, there's a question here from Gary Broom. And this is a nice question following on the question that we had from Niels. And Gary is the administrator for the Order of the Unicorns. There's a unicorn order, very sacred order, that put together for us a glossary of terms and a list of magical incantations. And unfortunately, we have a perfectionist here in the house that does not want it to go on anything other than a perfect website. So Rogier is constructing what to him is the perfect website to put them on, because we value them that highly, and it's the Arcana, School of Arcana website, which should be up soon. Gary Broom asks, I don't know how many of us have met Mother, but I have, and it was a life-changing experience. The mind tends to freeze up in the presence of greatness, and there can be none greater than the infinite. I love Mother, and the next time I meet her, I would like to show my respect. Is there an etiquette or protocol to be followed when one is in the presence of Mother? See, Niels yesterday asked about how do I see Mother, and Mother is the feminine aspect of the androgynous being that we know as the infinite. Is the process different for being in the presence of the Father? My brothers and sisters, the interesting thing is, even though the infinite being is only one being, in the past, we went into the dream, and the dream is where your right brain participates in, while the left brain is the dreamer, the sleeper. And so for many years, all I encountered was the feminine aspect. Now there is the masculine aspect alive and well as well. But they are within one body. For me, the infinite is still expressing in the feminine. But it's different. It's not the same feminine. The masculine part is strongly there. And perhaps it is because I expect it to. But when we are in the infinite of infinite's presence, we are not only in the Mother's presence, we are also in the Father's presence. So he is saying, is the process different for being in the presence of the Father? The Mother and Father, if you're in the presence of the Mother, you are in the presence of the Father. Whatever form the Mother is taking, and sometimes the form that is taken is simply because it is easier than changing form suddenly now that we are out of the dream. In other words, when I was in the dream, the Mother was a feminine form. And when I came out of the dream, the Mother still is appearing as a feminine form, though androgynous. The reason the form is staying the same, and who knows for how long, maybe forever, maybe for the time being, in terms of its expression, is because that's what we've become used to. The masters in my classes, many of them are going back and forth and back and forth, communicating with the infinite every day. They have been doing this for maybe a year, some of them. And so they are very used to seeing a specific form of the infinite as feminine. That form has been kept, even though it is both the Mother and Father awakened and in one body. So however you respond to the Mother, you are also responding to the Father. If you speak to the Mother, you are speaking to the Father, because they truly have become androgynously one. And as for the etiquette and protocol, the love that Mother feels for each and every one of her children, my brothers and sisters, and I will just use the feminine now for a while, but the love that she feels for them, like she can feel, you know, sometimes, like I have a letter to write. There is somebody that gave a $10 donation, and there's somebody that gave a $100 donation. The love behind the $10 donation, the devotion behind the $100 donation, those are our two donations we got this month. Our $10 donation came from a beautiful sister in Portland. I knew that it was the best she could do, that it was what she could afford. The $100 came with such love. There are no words needed. I want to call and say thank you, thank you, thank you. But the love that they're giving it with is devotion to the infinite, because they know that this is where the cutting edge work is. In one instance, you know, the $100 donation has been somebody that has seen the Mother. In the other instance, the $10 donation is somebody that hasn't seen the Mother, and the sister out of Portland, the devotion in her heart, that what's behind actions is so acutely felt by the infinite that there are no words needed. There is no etiquette needed. It's just to the love that flows. And so, you know, there will come a time. Currently, like for Gary, he has seen Mother and he knows who Mother is. He has seen her form, etc. Mother has not come out in her full glory. And when there is a full glory and the whole earth is seeing Mother, there might be some protocol just simply to make life manageable when every being on earth wants to be in the place of their creator. But currently, it's heart to heart because the Mother is still there for the pure in heart to see, but not there for everyone to see. And like she has 10,000 angels of the throne, then she has 100,000 angels that are there for her to send to do things. Eventually, you will see the 10,000 angels. You will see the 100,000 angels. You will see Mother as the infinite, actually, on the throne. You will see the gods and goddesses and the ascended masters around her. There will be protocol there, but for the sake of order. Currently, it is heart to heart, and there are no words needed. But my brothers and sisters, if you really want to speak to Mother or Father or the infinite, we had this from our beautiful Peggy in Alaska, who I love very, very much. She asked, you know, I don't hear from Father much. It doesn't matter if you're praying to Father, you're praying to Mother. If you're praying to Mother, you're praying to Father. And it's heart to heart right now, a priceless experience, because one day, even though it will still be heart to heart, it will be harder to get closer. So my brothers and sisters, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Good question, Gary. Thank you.
Almeen continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almeen is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the interrelationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almeen, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. After 3 months of intense physical preparation in January 2004, Almeen experienced a transfiguration, entering the presence of the infinite for the second time since moving into God consciousness, the state of no longer identifying with the ego, in 2000. In the weeks that followed, the powerful revelations contained in this book emerged from that all-encompassing silence. Having lost most of her linear thinking during this transition, much of this book has been written without conscious thought. This form of automatic writing, like automatic speaking she now does, flows freely from source into her own handwriting from which it was transcribed. Few have entered into God consciousness to leave the bliss to teach. Still fewer enter the stage of immortal master and in addition continue to function among the masses. But as a Toltec Nahual and seer, Almeen's life is dedicated to leading others to complete freedom from mortal boundaries. Journey to the Heart of God is an opportunity of a lifetime to see through the eyes of one who has encountered the indescribable realms of eternity. From such a perspective come insights that can heal the deepest wounds of alienation found in human hearts. Journey to the Heart of God contains, no matter how profound, truth. Truth that can be recognized for what it is, and it is the truth that shall set us free. Pick up a copy of The Journey to the Heart of God and discover your personal truth and freedom through Almin's books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Almin at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
Welcome back. We only have about 5 minutes left, my brothers and sisters, but I'd like to go put as many questions in as we can. And Niels from the Netherlands is asking, he quotes a blog entry, and by the way, for those of you that are not following the blog, we'd love you to hold our hand each day as we walk our journey, and you get there by going to www.almindiary.com. We are also reminding you that we have audio books out that I do in my own voice. It's about a 4.5-hour abridged and edited version. So if you're commuting back and forth to work, might be a good time to re-listen to some of those things that are very applicable still. So from Niels, a few days ago on the 8th of February, 2009, you posted a conversation with the Infinite on your blog about healing joblessness. You stated, and he has a little quote here, "When something manifests in the outer, it comes from the inner. Why then is there so much joblessness?" And then the answer was, "The body has been designed to fight disease, something that in reality does not exist." And then I interrupted, actually, and said, "Oh, I see now. The white blood cells are jobless workers within the body." And Niels asks, "Is this not the perfect example of a mirror in the outer reflecting a situation in the inner? Could you help me? When to pay attention to mirrors and when not? I don't quite understand the mirror issue." That's the question from Niels. So my brothers and sisters, the point is that I have said in the past that there are no more mirrors. This is when a mirror was encountered. Because about a month or two ago, we uncovered that there were, in fact, 7 great illusions that took place that created such distortion in the cosmos that it took us several dream cycles over and over and over to get to the point where we understood them. And one was the lens, and the other was the mirror. The lens broke light into colors, and you know, and then there was the mirror that created the feeling of space, because if you're in a ball of mirrors, it's, you know, it looks like linear lines going in all directions. So how is it then that we still have mirroring happening? There was an overall, and I hope it's overall, I mean, I sincerely hope there's no more, but we keep uncovering little bits and pieces of the big puzzle of how illusion came into existence altogether. And it is not a pat and simple answer, Niels. It is deep layers of work. So what happened is we uncovered, and this has only been for me in the last 3 days, that where do the 7 illusions come from? Because I've been waiting and waiting for that answer. The 7 illusions are the walls of a computer in which we are. Think of it as the computer screen in which we find ourselves. The mirror, the lens, the echo, the mirage, all these things are part and parcel of the walls of the computer. We did not properly get rid of mirrors. Are we rid of mirrors now? I hope so. though it has not yet been uncovered where the actual computers came from. But we've been living in, like, computer screens. What do I call a computer? Artificial intelligence. What is artificial intelligence? Anything, really, that thinks that it can tell life how to be. So that's a superficial definition. There's a bigger one, but then I'd have to go into more minutes than what we have left, and I can tackle that on our next show. However, this issue of the walls of the computer itself had layers and layers and layers. And then there were layers and layers of computers. Why? Because the infinite skin had layers and layers. And when light shines into layers, it bends the light. That's what creates mirages. Every little layer bends it a little different way until it bounces off in a mirror-like reflective fashion, but causing a mirage. So this is why we thought we got rid of the mirrors, but the mirror was just part of a bigger problem, and the bigger problem was the computers itself. Are the computers a bigger problem, Niels? I don't know. As I pointed out on last week's show, I keep saying we're at the end of it, because even if I am wrong 1,000 times, I don't want to be wrong 1,001st time when we are, in fact, at the end of it, because I don't want to in any way be faceless. So I'd rather be wrong than faceless. But at the present moment, there are no mirrors. I asked Mother this during the commercial break. There are no mirrors. So our environment shouldn't be mirroring to us. Is our dream still mirroring to us? Think of the dream as night school. It's different than what it used to be, in which the masculine and feminine splits and the feminine enters the dream state. But we are still learning things that we didn't quite catch during our day. So it is night school, and it's different than the way dream was before. If dreaming is that splitting and the right brain goes in and the left brain is the sleeper, etc., a part of us goes in to examine what it was we overlooked. So there is still dreaming, and hence the dream symbols that you refer to, that is given in Secrets of the Hidden Realms. And incidentally, just really, really quickly, all our books, except for the brand new one, as well as all our CDs, are up to 66% off. All of our books right now are $10. So it's a good time to stock up. It's our February special. And even though this show might air in March, we're recording it in February. So mention it as you call our office, and you will get this special. Our wonderful premiere CDs, we spent $20,000 making them, are on sale for, I think it's $7.99 or $8.99. She will be able to tell you. So we've come to the end of our show, folks, and thank you very, very much to my beautiful light family that tuned in today as we did the show live. And thank you for following us on Twitter, because else you wouldn't know we're talking today. So much love, and we'll be back to you again next week.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mean. Please join us again next week. Yeah.